This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine is calling for tougher sanctions as the bodies of civilians are found in the streets of towns near the capital in the wake of Russia's withdrawal. The AP's Jennifer King reports.
Ukrainian troops arriving in the town of Bucha after Russian troops withdrew found dead bodies with bound hands, gunshot wounds to the head, and signs of torture. AP reporters counted at least 9 people in civilian clothes who appeared to have been killed at close range. After being warned about possible landmines and booby traps, soldiers used lengths of cable to drag a body from the street. Reacting to photographs of murdered civilians in Irpin and Bucha, Estonia's prime minister tweeted, "This is not a battlefield, it's a crime scene." In an interview on CBS's Face the Nation, Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky says that Russian attacks in Ukraine amount to 21st century genocide. In his evening address to his nation, Zelensky said Ukrainian forces continue to regain control over communities near Kyiv and Chernihiv, and singled out for reproach the Prime Minister of Hungary, Viktor Orban, over his support for Vladimir Putin. I'm Jennifer King.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba called for international war crimes investigators to visit Bucha to collect evidence and said Kyiv believed the killings of civilians was deliberate. Russia's defense ministry denied that Russian forces had killed civilians and said all photographs and footage showing dead bodies were, quote, yet another provocation. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken described images of large numbers of dead Ukrainians in Bucha following Russia's withdrawal as a, quote, punch in the gut in an interview with CNN. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has survived an opposition-led effort to remove him from office through a controversial no-confidence vote in Parliament. As soon as the 342-member Legislative National Assembly, or lower house of Parliament, began its much-awaited session to consider Khan's removal, Pakistan's law minister urged the acting House Speaker to outlaw the vote for allegedly being sponsored by the United States. The speaker ruled he could not allow voting on what he said was an illegal no-trust motion against the prime minister as he swiftly adjourned the special session amid protests by opposition lawmakers. The U.S. has denied any role in the effort to unseat the prime minister. A State Department representative, while commenting on Sunday's developments and renewed charges of U.S. interference, told VOA there was no truth to the allegations. Quote, "We are closely following developments in Pakistan. We respect and support Pakistan's constitutional process and the rule of law," the representative said. Opposition members refused to leave the chamber and in a mock exercise arranged their own proceedings to vote on the no-confidence motion, in which they claimed 196 members voted against Khan, well beyond the simple majority needed to oust the prime minister. In the U.S., 6 people are dead and 10 others injured in an overnight shooting in the downtown area of California's capital city as police search for suspect. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The shooting happened on a busy downtown street around 2 a.m. Sunday morning as the bars and clubs were closing. Sacramento Police Chief Kathy Lester says officers were in the area, heard the shots, and responded.
They found that multiple people, unfortunately, had been shot, and this is a really tragic situation.
Social media video shows people running. You can hear rapid gunfire. Community activist Barry Axias showed up right after.
The first thing I saw was, like, victims. I saw a young girl with a whole bunch of blood on her body, girl with taken off glass from her, and a young girl screaming, saying, "They killed my sister." A mother running up, "Where's my son? Is my son been shot?"
I'm Julie Walker.
Recapping our top story, Ukraine is calling for tougher sanctions as the bodies of civilians are found in the streets of towns near the capital in the wake of Russia's withdrawal. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba called for international war crimes investigators to visit Bucha to collect evidence and said Kyiv believed the killing of civilians there was deliberate. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.